This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The ACLU wants a judge to issue a temporary restraining order to force Governor Polis to reduce the inmate population during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
ACLU lawyers have been tangling with Polis about prisons and protections for people inside during the pandemic since the spring. They filed a lawsuit against Polis and the Department of Corrections, and they agreed on a deal with Corrections that, among other things, requires the state agencies to provide masks and clean the prisons regularly. But advocates do not think Polis is doing enough to get vulnerable, nonviolent prisoners out of incarceration, especially if they're at risk of dying from COVID-19. More than 1,500 people in state prisons are infected, and 11 have died so far, including 4 this week. The governor had no comment on the request Wednesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
If you rode the Royal Gorge Railroad in Canyon City during the third week of November, you may have been exposed to the coronavirus. KOAA-TV reports 3 staff members who worked November 18th, 19th, and 20th are positive for COVID-19. And the Broncos have fined 3 quarterbacks for violating COVID-19 mask protocols during a meeting last week. They missed Sunday's game after one of them was exposed. Without a real quarterback, the Broncos were pummeled by New Orleans. Down to 0 tonight for Vail, 10 degrees for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. This is CPR News.